Let me just do this, Doc. Hello, Doc.
Yes, I can hear you, Mr. Zuma.
How are you, Doc? Welcome to MUT Radio.
Yeah, no, thanks so much. I'm fine. And how are you today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I don't know, everything is fine. It's fine, Mr. Zuma.
Doc, let's talk about the keys in understanding that we are short-sighted.
It's very, very much important topic. Indeed, our understanding is limited based on our sight. So we often take decisions based on what we can see, not based on the reality of the situation. I think maybe we can modify this by looking at our usual analogy. Let's look, for example, I think it's the second thing, chapter 6, more especially around verse 16 to 17. But there, to put it on the context, there was a time when Israel was under attack by Syrian kings. And that army of the Syrian was surrounding the town of Dothan. And in the town of Dothan, there was a prophet, his name was Elisha, who was staying there. So they surrounded the town at night, the army. Their main aim was to make sure that they would take away Elisha, because Elisha was advising the king of Israel when they would be attacked and so forth. So they realized that in order for them to win Israel, they must take the person who always predicts what is going to happen. So they surrounded the town of Dothan. In the morning, when the servant of Elisha woke up, he saw the army surrounding the town, and he was so afraid. I can even imagine him saying that, at least if I was in my place, I was not going to die for this, because I'm not part of this. But when he went to the king, I mean to Elisha, he said, "Elisha, my master, look, there are many soldiers just surrounding us. Today we are dying. It's the end of us." With a cool and a calm voice, Elisha said, "Fear not, my servant, because what you need to do is just to open up your eyes." And he prayed to God, "God, please open his eyes." So when the eyes of the servant were open, he looked up above, and he saw the army, the heavenly army. He saw that there were many carrots and horses that were above than the ones that were on the ground. For that moment, he now believed that there is more to life than the current situation.
True.
Now, let's emphasize again another example so that I can unpack it even further. Moses had a stick that he used when he was still a shepherd. He was using that stick. But the very same stick that he was using later on, it was the same stick that was used to perform miracles. When he was facing Pharaoh, and even when he was crossing the river Jordan, he was using that particular stick. Now, my point I'm trying to emphasize, you already have everything you need in this world. God predetermined your destiny in advance. He gave you everything that you need. The only thing you need to do is to have a deeper understanding of your current situation, to say, yes, as much as I'm facing these problems, I already have the way of sorting them. Sometimes you might not understand the power of what you are holding, yet you are having something very profound. Like these two examples that I'm just mentioning here. The servant limited himself based on what he saw, because we are short-sighted. Sometimes we conclude based on what we see. Yet there is more to what we see. The army that he saw was far lesser than the army that was above in heavenly places. Same applies even to Moses. Moses all along, he spent his life being a shepherd and so forth. Yet he had a stick that was very important, the stick that can perform magic. But because at the time when he was still a shepherd, he was not aware of the value of the stick he had. We have many things that we need in life. Actually, most of the things that we need are already within us. In order for these things to be activated, we just need an alignment with the source. Let's have the realization of that we have everything we need. I think, Jomani, if you can look life in that way, whenever we face challenges, let's believe that we are capable and we can, and we have everything we need. But we tend to condemn ourselves. We tend to move with peer pressure. We tend to want things that are far-fetched from us, simply because we limit our own capabilities based on what we see in front of us. Each and every one of us appear for a purpose. But your purpose cannot be realized until you're connected to the source.
And Doc, we are quickly making short decisions where we just think for an instant joy, quick money, forgetting about the future. What can you say about making a good plan or making a good decision for the future?
Wonderful. I like your question, Zuman. I think to answer it is very clear, Zuman. Zuman, let's use the analogy of building a house, Zuman. Or perhaps a home, not just a house, the home, Zuman.
Yeah.
In your plan, Zuman, when you build a home, you are building a home that will have all the things that you will use. Your sitting rooms, your kitchen, bathrooms, everything that you will need in your home. But the resources, worse and worse, if you are employed, you do not have a business. If you depend on a salary basis and you have not inherited any money, it's unlikely that you can complete your home very fast. Meaning, we should take life as part of the stages as well. Each phase is very important. The precise thing is when you are planning. Plan because you have phases of life. If, for example, this year, I'm going to build my home, and I will start by building foundation. Let me invest all the amount of money I have for foundation for this year so that I will have the proper foundation. Then the following year, I now pay money for building up the walls. That year, I pay money for building the roof. And that year, I pay money now for the finish-ups and so forth and so forth. So if you look at the long term, you must understand that you cannot finish everything at once. One step at a time. It's very important to have that mindset. Once you have that mindset, you won't panic. You won't be panicked because you see other people building the house starting with the same time with you, only to find out that they are using money from RAFT, only to find out that they are losing money from inheritance. You have not inherited anything. So plan according to your own level. Future is for those who plan and work to fulfill their plan.
True. Last one, Doc. What one long-term goal you are working on that hard now, but it will just do pay off later?
Can you help me on that one again? I missed it. You're saying about the long-term goal?
How can one can create a long-term goal that you can hardly work for it now, but it will pay off later?
Oh, wonderful. Yes, I think the analogies of being a businessman. Zomana, so the people that really have business empires, they will tell you it has not been established once over the night. It started with the planning first, sacrificing at the moment. While you sacrifice, you have a long-term plan. And it is so unfortunate, Zomana, that in most cases, people live maybe to see the planning phase at that. The people that have a bigger vision, others decided the foundation. But the other generation will come and build, the other one will maintain. So if also we can have that mindset when we plan for long-term goals to say, if I'm starting from scratch, I never inherited anything. Let me sacrifice everything that I have for building the proper foundation for my business, if I'm making a business, for example. So that the following generation will be on the building phase and the third generation will be on the maintenance phase. So whatever that you do today is building upon the long-term plan. So if you can have that mindset, you are likely to be successful, Zomana. You are not going to panic because you understand yourself that I'm at the planning phase, or perhaps I'm the architect of my future. I am the one supposed to defend it. And then having a plan that is articulated so that the next coming generation will adopt my existing plan and implement and build it. And then the following one will now be maintaining what I said. So if you can have that long-term mindset, Zomana, I believe that you are likely to be successful.
I love it when you say you are an architect for your own life, because you the one who decide and of course set those long-term goals for yourself.
Most definitely, Jamal. Most definitely.
To wrap up, Doc, what advice would you just give out to the listener who's listening right now in terms of creating that long-term goal to sustain themselves in the future?
Wonderful. Zomana, my best advice will be, at the moment, understand your phase where you are. We are coming from different backgrounds, Zomana. Others are coming from the families where they are the second generation of workers. Maybe your parents or in the mixed class teachers and so forth. Now you're an engineer, that means you're taking something from something. But even if you're coming from the family or generation of maybe the mixed class, it doesn't mean that you're coming from the family of the business entrepreneurs, business people. So understand where you are. Maybe a first generation of working. So understand where you are. Once you understand where you are, start to accumulate information that will make you to become better in your phase where you are. But while you also try to improve in the phase where you are, plan ahead for the next coming phase. Mm. Remember, everything that you are going to achieve, it depends on your investment of your time as well, the investment about the skills that you accumulate, the investment about the energy that you put now in making sure that your plans are doable. I do not know your plans, Nzomana. You may not know my plans, but it's up on you, Nzomana, to work on your plan so that I will see, oh, Nzomana is doing this. Or perhaps it's up on me myself to start and work my own so that you can see, oh, Nzomana is doing this. So by so doing, you plan and then do, and then people will realize what you are doing. Definitely the universe will assist you on that one. But be true to yourself, be unique to yourself, understand the phase where you are. Once you understand the phase where you are, you are likely to be successful, Nzomana.
Well, thank you so much, Doc, for your time. And I really, really reflected on myself right now that if we can start thinking what can help us to get ahead, not to think just for this time that we are in, it will just do help us in the long run. Thank you so much, Doc, for your time.
Thank you so much, Mr. Zamana. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
That was Dr. Manley.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.